This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
You want to go do a small job overseas? He was in Hong Kong. I'm like, ah, wow. He said, yeah, man, I told you I was used to be in IT. He said, I don't even know a lot about IT and computers and this stuff. So I had to go and set up computer systems, you know, for like sandwiches for call centers and things like in Hong Kong, whatever they're going to use for. And they set up all these computers in a big, you know, in a big place, area, whatever. So I thought, okay, cool. And he said, that's what he's doing, but he has to go back. And he said, oh, man, I can speak to my boss. I want to do something for you since you've helped me out for a month. You guys have helped me. Spoke to even to my boss. I said, man, I want to do something for you. And yeah, I can speak to my boss. Maybe you can come with me. I said, wow, that's too good to be true. Hong Kong, 5 days going to work. And it was not really about the money. For me, it was more about flying. I've never flied in my whole life. So for me, it was more about flying and going to another country. You understand what I'm saying? And then he's speaking about, you'll be more on holiday. I'm doing it for you. We'll do the work. And maybe sometimes you can run cables and these type of things. Help us when we set up the computers. You can bring the computers on. You know, maybe work. Okay. No problem. But it sounded too good to be true, right? But it actually really happened. And yeah, that was it. And yeah, I was set up with cocaine, 2 kgs of cocaine, and the guys planted cocaine in a bag that wasn't mine. I had my own bag. They convinced me to take the bag. Told me, yeah, man, you're going overseas. Your bag is so old. And I told him, no, I like my bag. He said, man, look here, we can get you a new one. I'm like, no, it's okay. He said, oh, well, I was just asking. So he kept on doing that for a couple of times. And then what happened is I finally gave in. I said, okay, no problem. Bring me the bag. So before we flew, I asked him, hey, where is the bag? Yeah, don't worry, the bag will come, the bag will come. I said, I'm on a bike to pack my stuff from my bag into the bag. He said, don't worry, be patient, the bag will come. Okay, no problem, I left it. I waited for him. This was in the hotel now. I said, okay, now I'll wait for it. I'm waiting, asked him again. He said, I'll wait, the bag will come. Okay, I just wait patiently. And then suddenly, another black guy came. The driver, well, I'm not using name, obviously Nigerian, he came and brought the bag in. Just suddenly, brought the bag, hey, come on, put the bag. We're supposed to be at the airport at 12, right? We're leaving at 2. So there's around 11:30 in the afternoon. Put the bag on the bed, and the kid said, oh, you know, we have to run. We're in a hurry. Hurry up. So I just jumped up. I'm like, oh, man, finally we are leaving. I jumped up, put my stuff in the bag. And yeah, I put it down, and inside was clothes also. He said, hey, man, we have some clothes if you need. If you are, he said, new clothes, if you are interested, there's some clothes here for you if you need it. I'm like, oh, okay, check the size. And I said, right, it looks good. Okay, no problem, leave it in there. Just left it in the bag. I took the bag, put the bag down again. So I said, okay, let's go. The guy said, no, relax. Wait, so let's just wait. So we sat down waiting for like 5 minutes, and then suddenly, said, okay, let's go. So we left all the way to the airport. And that's when, yeah, we left with their bag, not my own bag. I had to transfer stuff from my bag into their bag. I left, went to Hong Kong. So when I came into Hong Kong, and this bag passed our airport, the same bag. And when I came to Hong Kong, well, not Hong Kong, I was transiting Singapore, and there, if they catch you with drugs, it's death penalty. So I transited, I came to Hong Kong, and that's when I entered Hong Kong, communicating with them, because I'm supposed to communicate to them, because I'm supposed to meet people in front there. They will call them if I'm there, workers supposedly, other workers, they will be there to receive me on the other side. And when I came to the airport, I was on the airport past immigration, and when I got my bag and I moved forward to the entrance with like 70 people, everybody moving through the entrance, but for some reason, the customs just pointed me out. Only me. So I went, I put the bag down. He said, hey, come through here, come through the scanners. I went to the scanners. Finally, they told me, hey, can you please bring that bag? Can you put it on top here? They went through the bag. Nobody, only me. They opened the bag. I was sitting on the side just watching them, just waiting for them to finish so I can go. And then suddenly they called me. I saw there's something wrong. They called me, but I said, hey, what is this? They went underneath in the back of the bag. The drugs were sealed, a blue package. Two blue packages were sealed inside the bag, screwed down under the veil with a zip. You cannot really see it. You see the bag inside? Mm. It has a veil, like a veil with a zip. You cannot see underneath the bag, the raw part of the bag. It was sealed on the inside there, or riveted in. And they went in, they tested it. They said, you know, what is this? I say, no, I don't know. Of course, I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. Mm. They went to test it. He said, you know, this is cocaine. And then they told me I'm under arrest. Yeah. So, I mean, it was tough. I mean, I was like, wow. But I couldn't say anything. I just raised my hands to heaven and I said, Lord, thank you.
Do you remember when was this?
Oh, this was on the 15th. This was on the, actually, when you found me on the 15th, 16th. I was actually caught on the 16th of May, 2015. I tried to fight my case. But in Hong Kong, you know, the justice system is unfair.
Yeah.
They don't care. You guilty. Finished. They don't even go. They don't investigate your case. They don't do nothing.
Hmm.
Nothing. There's a guy, Nicky Cardoso, he was also in prison. He was also set up by... He lost his family, he lost his wife, he was divorced, older than he committed suicide. And there's a lot of people that close to the thing. It's tough, man. You know that you... But I was strong. Thank God I didn't have no children. I didn't have someone, and I believe in God. And that made me strong, kept me going through for 11 years.
Mm.
I studied, I got my associate's degree, but I do my bachelor's degree. In prison, I went there with nothing.
For more, head on over to iono.fm. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.